We are here, obviously, at the 2020 Q's Symposium on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I have the fine folks from Firefly Credit Union, Mr. Dale Turner, President and CEO. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
And then Ann Zebel, who you are now. Last year when we talked, you were the vice chair. Now you're the board chair. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy to be here.
So I'm glad to see you guys again, because I've been sitting on pins and needles to see how this would go. You know, because you're basically a little over a year into this, so yeah, it's pretty cool to see. So how, I'm going to start with you, Dale. How is it, you know, a year into, or a little over a year into your tenure?
It flies by. It feels like it was 10 minutes ago since we were here, but it's been great setting up and spending time with what success looked like for Ann and I from a chair and president CEO perspective. I think was critically valuable, and now we're a year into that, and are we living that vision and that success strategy? But it's been great.
Sounds good. And I want to get your perspective. So how has it been working with this guy? Put him in the cone of silence. All right. No, I mean, how has the working relationship been, and how has it progressed, and how has it evolved?
It's been great. I think kind of starting with a clean slate was also a great opportunity for us to revisit how have we done things in the past, and Dale's perspective, my perspective. I have, you know, a governance background, so my view of things and bouncing them off of Dale to decide the cadence of the year, the structure, the meetings, you know, how do we want topics to be put onto the agenda. All that was very collaborative, and it was kind of an opportunity for us to take a step back and decide what are the things we want on our agenda, and how do we want to present, and what do we want to talk about. And the issues are changing and evolving.
I can imagine.
So something that we might have talked about even 2 years ago doesn't make sense anymore.
Right.
So that's really given us an opportunity to look ahead and really do things maybe a little differently than we have in the past.
Yeah. So how have things changed since you become board chair? I assume the relationship's still the same, but anything else has changed between, I mean, just in the working relationship and what you present and what you take in and what you present as well, kind of a two-way street, right?
I had a couple few ideas changed, but more because of the issues are so, they're evolving every meeting, every month. I've kind of done an open forum, added that to the agenda, so the directors, management in the room don't need to expect to have answers, but kind of put these things into the minutes on the agenda so that we can talk about later, and then really highlighting our member experience and what our members and employees are doing. We've added some time on the agenda to really reflect on our wins, you know, what we're doing well, and highlighting and championing the good things our employees are doing. So we're taking time to do that. So I think that's a little change, but the evolution and being a part of the process as vice chair was instrumental in my success. So I really give a lot of credit to the prior chair to allow me to be a part of the process, because it was pretty seamless.
I want to get your perspective as well.
Yeah, I think being very purposeful. I love when Ann has an amazing corporate background in her daily job with a Fortune 100 company. So that allows me to learn a lot from Ann, and recalibrating our intimate connection with experience. I think a part of our change was that was a critical piece. And then secondly, being very strategic. So every session we have an ideas forum within the board meeting that Ann brought, and that keeps that strategic level. It may or may not be an action item. It may not be something where it's a task. Oftentimes we get in this widget task-oriented world, and everybody thinks, oh, here's an item on an agenda, so I have to take something away. That's not the case. Ann brought this higher level strategic vision piece of saying, this is gonna be an ideas forum, it's gonna be strategic, come out. We may not walk away with anything today. It may be something that becomes systemic or not, but I think it was absolutely valuable and really kept us away from being too granular, too focused on a slight adjustment or a dashboard, but really being strategic and getting the board members where I think they belong, and they do really, really well, and they lead us from a visionary standpoint. So those were two adjustments that I think are absolutely critical.
And any lessons learned or advice that you can provide for folks out there just getting going, or maybe established working relationships, any advice or even lessons learned that you guys have discovered this past year?
Well, well, what's worked for me and hopefully Dale agrees is just the frequency of meetings. We try to meet in person, but if not, we have a bi-weekly telephonic meeting. We're always, we text, we stay in touch when things come up because I don't want things to wait and I don't want him to be alone or to feel alone and whatever it is. And so I think maybe at first we had a lot more interaction, but now that we have a more frequent cadence, mm-hmm. I think that's helped me a lot, just knowing we're going to catch up before the meetings, in between the meetings, and whether it's in person or telephonically. It's been really good, great communication, very open, transparent communication.
Well, there's kind of a interesting thing going on here. It almost seems like the more you communicate, especially in the beginning, the less you have to communicate now because you kind of know what each other's thinking. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, you're setting up success for future, and a lot of that has to do with what is your communication frequency. What topics do you find that really drive trust within each individual? And then building that expectation, then it's consistent. We talk to each other more frequent than people would even realize, but really getting on our cadence of every other week or weekly at times, depending on what projects or strategies are about us. But building that expectation from the front end, I think, is a critical piece. And transparency, Anne hit it.
And so again, kind of back to the whole process of bringing on a new CEO and the initial, once Dale was official, we had an onboarding meeting right away. And with Dee Dee kind of spearheading the topics that we would discuss helped us to really start off on the right footing. So we talked about just in general, the meeting cadence and what to expect at the board meeting. I mean, he'd interviewed the board. He'd been a part of the process, obviously, but then an interviewing process versus really diving into the business. But, there was that and kind of, revisiting the strategy, but also saying, this is, we want to hear what you think about what we're doing and where we're going. And so giving, trying to start right away with that trust and that freedom to look at what we have, be candid on your feedback, tell us what you really think, tell us where we might be doing well or not so well. And then also with the management leadership team, it's up to him to build his team. And we, of course, had held back on some decisions because we wanted him to make the hires. So, that was just, we wanted him to know right away that you have that freedom to build out your management team for success. Yeah, and so and having that conversation right away just got us started, right away. Yeah, there wasn't, 6 months to wait. Like, let's get in and get started.
Well, having the trust there to allow him that autonomy to go out and put together your A-team was pretty huge for you as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had amazing team members already on the executive team. We also had opportunities to add to that layer of expertise from the executive and strategic level, really now having a balance where we've got some new executives that have come on board. We have some tenured executives that bring that tribal knowledge and who are great leaders already as well. So we've really had a blend and having, you nailed it, the autonomy and the ability to say, make the team with what we're trying to do. We're going to need some team members that bring a different perspective as well as utilize our current perspective, and that's been huge.
Indeed. I want to switch gears a little bit to our second topic, the benefits of onboarding a board member or even a board chair. So what are some obvious, I think the benefits are obvious, but I want to hear it from you guys. First from you, Anne, this whole onboarding, because I'm assuming there's a few creators out there that may not do an official onboarding process, but...
It really helps get on the same page.
Right. And I think it's onboarding the CEO, or are we talking onboarding
the
a board chair.
Member?
The board chair.
Oh.
Okay, onboarding, the board chair.
Well, onboarding the board chair, well, for me, the transition and following, being able to participate that a year or so before the transition was real instrumental.
Yeah.
And I had a great relationship with the prior chair. So I was a part of everything.
That's awesome.
And so that really helped bring forward. But also, I had done the whole gamut of the executive position holder roles. So secretary, treasurer, vice chair. Mm-hmm. I chaired the compensation committee and the governance committee. And so some of that really, as it built up on each of the different tasks, kind of helped with the confidence to be ready to step in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone needs that, but
certainly helps. My God,
me, it did. And then also just kind of taking from the CEO onboarding, taking some of the what we already had for chair onboarding, but also having kind of gone through the system for me worked well. So officially, the process we have isn't really documented, but I just think being that partner that year before you step in is really important.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the reason why I bring that topic up is because it's not talked about a lot, you know, but I think it's just as important as onboarding a new CEO.
Yeah.
You know, you have your board chair or even anybody on the board to bring them up to speed and get them the lay of the land, all that stuff. And you really did it right. Like you said, you did each level. And so, you know how each position works. So you're like, all right, you're set.
I've done that. I'm comfortable in that space. And then training and teaching others to fill those roles really helps as well.
I could imagine. Oh, my gosh. I want to get the CEO's perspective from onboarding a board chair or even a board member.
I think the critical piece that I see is being very honest and candid about what your communication style is, what your communication and behavioral style is, as well as what your capacity is. So oftentimes, she's all over the world, right? With her corp, I happen to find things to do as well. So there are times where you have two professionals that we have a working board, so our entire board is very busy. So the simple things like this timeline sets us up for success because we can meet at this day. How frequent do you have from a communication standpoint? And being very self-reflective on what you do right and wrong, me personally, and knowing, hey, here are my weaknesses, here are my strengths. I think that's a critical piece. You come out and you say, be self-critical. And that allows, I think, she's able to calibrate and fix some of the things that I'm lacking, as well as hopefully play off of some of my strengths. And being transparent on the front end versus assuming that I can do this or that.
Yeah.
I just want to say, hey, this is not my strength. This is more my strength.
Yep.
And we play off
and
of
I
each other's strengths.
And I do the same thing. I was like, this is not my strength.
Well, it's good to know that.
Yeah.
Good to know that. And you can make up for it in other areas.
Yeah. Honesty. Being self-reflective of, I think, the previous leader, everybody has their own style. So what worked, she was very transparent in saying, hey, what worked with Sarah was our previous chair. What worked for you and Sarah in the past? And perhaps what would you have changed? I did the same thing as well. We had a great CEO who retired, Bill Raker. So, hey, Bill did these things great. But what would you change? Everybody has a little bit of calibration. So addressing those from an honest perspective and making slight adjustments and calibrations based on what we deemed as what's the right path going forward.
Yep,
so
exactly.
That was it.
Good stuff. All right, guys, I don't want to take up all your time, but I've been sitting on pins and needles for this one for a while. So I'm really glad you guys came in here and made time to come in here. I'd like to get an update and see how things are going.
Because
actually, I think you saw it, Dale, that your interview this time last year was one of our most popular interviews throughout the year. So you guys killed it.
Yeah. You nailed it.
You guys killed it. So well done. So
give
me a look at that. I got goosebumps. Yay. So I'm really happy for you guys. It looks like obviously it's a great working relationship. And obviously Firefly is a hugely successful credit union. So you guys are doing something right. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm going to let you get back at it. And thank you so much, Dale. Always a pleasure.